In order to have a business, you need to have people pay you for your work, which also happens to be the exact piece of the business puzzle that trips so many entrepreneurs up. The whole idea of selling your products or services feels awkward and uncomfortable, so much so that you often avoid it altogether. The key to feeling comfortable and confident with your marketing is knowing what to say and how to say it in a way that people get excited to pay you without you feeling salesy or sleazy. And that's exactly what we're going to do in today's episode. Let's dive in. Hey there, I'm Shawn Miner, and this is Unstuck Entrepreneur. I'm a former nutritionist who turned a struggling, stressful nutrition practice into a thriving, freedom-filled online business where I work from home in my sweatpants while reaching and helping thousands of people all at the same time. Now I'm obsessed with showing other heart-centered coaches, practitioners, and solopreneurs how to build a business and life they love. Consider this podcast your safe space to learn both the inner work and practical strategies required to build the impactful, profitable business of your dreams. No hustle, grind, or long hours required. That's right, hustle culture, not welcome here. Let's get into today's session. Hey, hey there, friends. Welcome back to the Unstuck Entrepreneur podcast. So grateful to have you all here. If this is your first episode, welcome. Happy to have you. Feel free to look around after you're done with this episode and see what other episodes call to you. If this is your 134th episode, love you so much. And thank you for your support. All right, before we get into today's very hot topic, I have a quick little reminder for you, and that is of your invitation. You are cordially invited to a free live business building workshop hosted by yours truly, and it is happening very soon, as in a couple days from now, if you're listening to this when it airs. We are going to meet live together to talk all things money. Making money in your business, which is a requirement of having a business. And we'll talk about that a little more today too. But on February 14th, 2022 at 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, I am hosting a free live Zoom workshop talking all about what you need to be doing to actually make money in your wellness business. So yes, this is specifically catered to the nutritionists, personal trainers, therapists, physical therapists, energy workers, yoga instructors. Gosh, I could go on and on, but you know who you are. And I have 7 tips to share with you that will help you make more money in your business without working more hours or adding more stress. So just to give you an idea of what we're going to do together in that hour, we're going to determine what you actually need to do in your business so you can start making the income and impact you want to make. We'll learn how to effortlessly attract your dream client to your work and turn them into paying clients. That's important. We'll brainstorm multiple streams of income for your business so your income isn't dependent on how many hours you work ever again, and find out how to turn your income from limited to limitless with all the passive income opportunities that you have at your fingertips as a wellness business, and decide on the action steps that you need to take right now to start and grow your business with ease. There will be time for Q&A and conversation and chatting. So plenty of time for that. Bring your questions or anything you want to discuss, and we'll just have a great time. It's happening super soon in a couple days, February 14th. Be sure to get it on your calendar and also sign up. So if you don't sign up, you won't get the link to join live. You won't get the replay. You need to sign up to get both. ShawnMiner.com/wellness workshop. That is linked in the show notes. You can go there right now through your podcast app and get to the place where you can put your name on the list to get the information. I'm super excited. I cannot wait to hang out with you all live. It's just a totally different vibe that we cannot create in any other capacity besides doing it live. So let's do it. ShawnMiner.com/wellness workshop. Okay, we are rounding out our Flow and Grow framework talk today. We've spent the past three episodes going through each pillar, and now we're going to talk about the second to last pillar, the fourth pillar, which is invite. And just a quick reminder, in case you haven't listened to all of them, you should definitely go back. They will all make much more sense if you listen to the series as a whole. So it started with episode 132, which was defining your dream client. And then episode 133, which was the second pillar of the Flow and Grow framework, which is attract your dream client to your work. And then in the last episode, we talked about building rapport with your dream client. Build is the third pillar. And now we're going to talk about the fourth pillar, which is invite. Invite your dream client to work with you. So today, it's all about sales, baby. Putting out paid offers and having people buy them. This is what it takes to have a business, because I think I've said this before here. If not, maybe you're hearing this for the first time. But if you're not making money in your business, you don't have a business, you have a hobby. I think we all want the work that we're doing for our business to not be a hobby, to actually being a business. And in order to do that, you have to make sales. You have to make money. So that is the whole goal of the invite pillar. We'll start it out with a quote. I do not know who said this, so I apologize if you know or if you said it, which I don't think you did, but just in case. But this is the quote: the best marketing doesn't feel like marketing. Simple, easy, right? And so true. And that's really the point that we all want to get to in our business, because the biggest hangup that we have about selling and marketing and talking about our paid offers and accepting money and all that stuff is that we don't want to feel like the used car salesman. We don't want that sleazy feeling. We don't want to be annoying. We don't want people to judge us for talking about our paid offers. We have all this talk in our heads around selling, around marketing, around talking about what we have to offer. And first of all, that's what needs to go first. That's what we really need to do as the first step before you start trying to sell anything, is to shift your mindset around selling, to understand what you really truly think about it and why, and what you can do to reverse out of that. And of course, we do all of that in Holistic Business Starter before we even get into the invite pillar. But once that's done, then we can focus on really two pieces of the marketing and selling puzzle. First is to figure out what you want your paid offer to be. So we have to create a paid offer. Now, if we're talking specifically service-based businesses and even more specific wellness businesses, this could be taking one-on-one clients. It could be having a group program, which you all know I'm a huge fan of, signature programs all the way. It could be having a workshop, like a paid workshop. It could be having a membership. You have options. We all have options. And really, at some point, you will probably have more than one of those in your business as a paid offer. But we have to start with just one. What do you want your paid offer to be? And you may already know this. You may already have all of this set up, which is great. But if you don't, then that's something you need to consider. And it's not just about, you know, what everyone else is doing or what you think your clients will buy or will pay for. You really need to have more to the story with this decision. It needs to be something that you want to do, that you're excited about, that you feel like is a good fit for you and your personality and your life. Some people absolutely love taking one-on-one clients. They really want to do that. For others, they're an introvert or they don't have the time to be able to do that, to where they could actually make a decent living doing that. And you need to think of a different way. And that's where something like a signature program comes into play. We won't talk about that more here. Definitely something that we'll decide together inside Holistic Business Starter. But this is the big piece to the invite pillar. The first piece really is, what are you selling? What do you want your paid offer to be? And then the second part of the invite pillar is understanding how to sell that paid offer, which first of all means we need to get over our fear of selling. We need to get over those false stories, like I just said. And that takes care of about 90% of the problem that we have with selling and marketing. But then after that, we need to add in the strategy that comes along with marketing and sales. And as you may know about me, I am not remotely interested in any sort of pushy, annoying, salesy marketing methods. That is not what I do. That is not what I ever have done in my business. And that's not what I teach. But what I am interested in is you effectively communicating with your potential clients so they truly understand what you're offering and can make the best decision for themselves. That, to me, is what marketing and selling means. Let me repeat that. You effectively communicating with your potential clients so they understand what you're offering and can make the best decision for themselves. It is not up to you to make their decision. It is up to you to provide the relevant information. And this is what most people get wrong. And please know, I say this with all the love. I am not saying this to call you out at all. I'm saying this because it's going to help you so, so much. Like life-changing stuff here, business-changing stuff. You, my friend, are not effectively communicating about your offer at all. Like, I love you, but you're not. Like, not one bit. Very, very, very rarely do I see someone who is effectively communicating about their offer as a new or intermediate business owner. Now, yeah, the advanced people, the ones crushing it, they've got it figured out, and that is why they're crushing it. But the new business owner or the business owner that's been kind of hanging on for a couple of years, the communication is off. And I have good news for you. It is super easy to change this. It is going to feel a little uncomfortable at first, but once you get the hang of it, it is so easy. And it will start coming more naturally. It's not going to come naturally at first. All right, so let's get into it. And we'll go back to the whole point of this podcast episode, which was the number one thing that you need to be doing to get more paying clients. And the answer is you need to have magnetic messaging. We've talked about this before in a couple different episodes. We're going to talk about it again. We'll keep talking about it. It is that important. First, for those that aren't familiar, what is messaging? In the business world, at least. It is the words that you use to share about your business, your work, and your paid offers. It is how you communicate with your audience about those paid offers. And it's your marketing. It is 100% marketing material. And as a business owner, you are always marketing. Every piece of content that you create is a piece of marketing material. And that means that you should be using your magnetic messaging all the time, every day. Every piece of content you put out should have that messaging in mind. And it's not something that you can ignore. If you ignore this and you create content just on the fly, just as you feel like it, as the wind blows, then you are missing a big, huge opportunity. So that's messaging. And then, of course, we're going to take it one step further and talk about it being magnetic. Let's make it magnetic, which means it is attracting the right people to your work without it feeling salesy or annoying or pushy or anything like that. And that is when it becomes magnetic. Okay, so let's do a little messaging work so you can really see what this is and what the difference is based on what you're doing or what you think you might do. The first step to your message is to understand and speak to where your dream client is at in their problem state. And we want to get to the point of speaking so directly to this problem or problems that they have that they can easily say and will actually say to themselves, oh my gosh, that's me. How did they know? They get me. Whoa, I can't believe this. And also, this problem really sucks. I do not want to be here anymore. I need a solution. So this is the first big chunk of your messaging, is meeting your dream clients where they're at. And just as a side note, as you can see, we're still talking about that dream client. So if you still haven't defined your dream client, go back to episode 132 and start there. But you can see how it is so key to everything else that you're doing here in your business. So back to the messaging talk. First big chunk, meet them where they're at in their problem state, so vividly, so real, so authentically that they realize that you get them and they realize they have to do something about this problem. Now, the second piece of your message is to speak to where they want to be, where they want to get, what it is like when their problem is resolved, to the point that they say, oh my gosh, I really want to be there. That is exactly what I want. I want to feel that way. I want my life to be that way. This is what I need to do. That is where we want to get in the second piece of our message, is really speak to the future that they're looking for with their problem solved and what that looks like and what that feels like for them. And then the third piece of your message is to fill the gap. You know, in the point A and point B, you've just really made clear. And now you've created this very obvious gap for this person. I am here in this problem state. I want to be here with this resolved. I have this gap of how to get from point A to point B. And it becomes very easy for you then to showcase how your services, your product, your program fills that gap. How what you do and how you can help them will take them on a journey from where they are now at that point A in that unwanted state to where they want to be in that desired state. That is, you know, in a nutshell, your messaging. Now, are you doing that? Are you doing that on your sales pages? Are you doing that in your emails, your sales emails, or your welcome sequence? Are you doing that in your freebies? Are you doing that in your social media posts? That is your focus, those three things. Now, what I see from the outside looking in as a business coach who really wants to help everyone, what I see is you have a paid offer. And so you talk about what's included, what to expect, what you're going to do, how it works, and all of that is great. Like, you can and should absolutely include that. But we don't have to talk about that stuff until you've basically already sold someone through your messaging. You are not doing the point A, the point B, and the bridge. That is what you really should be spending like 90% of your sales page doing if you have a paid offer. 90% of what you talk about in your social media posts when you're talking about your paid offer or your podcast or your blog or your emails, whatever you're doing, talking about the A, the B, and the bridge, and then being like, yeah, and here's what you'll get as like the final thing, once they've already been totally sold because you've connected with them in such a meaningful way through that messaging where they really truly get that you get them, where they really truly understand that you know the problem, that you know the solution, and you know how to get there. And that is not done through you creating a list of what's included in your program or what they get as part of your one-on-one package. That is done in your messaging. So your messaging is the thing that will get more people to pay you for your work. I give you a 100% guarantee on that. And I hope you can see that it really is simple. It's simple. The A, the B, the bridge. Just focus on that and see what changes for you. And if you want some examples, I would love for you to head over to my website. You can check out either the sales page for Holistic Business Starter or the sales page for Signature Program Lab, and you will see how, I guess, use this as a little exercise for you. See if you can pick out the point A. See if you can see when I change the conversation to the point B, and then see if you see where I can change the conversation again to the bridge, and how that program can help bridge the gap for them of where they are and where they want to be. So both of them are available on my website, shawnminor.com. Just head to the courses and coaching section, and both of them are listed right there. I think as of right now, the wait list for Holistic Business Starter is up there, but I still have the point A, the point B, and the bridge as part of the wait list. So that would be a really good exercise for you to do so you can get some examples and some idea of what I'm talking about. Again, this is something we work through together inside Holistic Business Starter, and that's also a great opportunity for you to practice and then get some feedback from myself and from your peers, from the people in the group as well, to see if it's working, if it flows, if it feels good, and get some points if you ever feel stuck in any of this. But in this episode, I want to give you some place to get started. I want to give you some ideas. And really, what needs to happen is you're just answering a bunch of questions. So in both Holistic Business Starter and Signature Program Lab, my two programs, I have the Magnetic Messaging Workbook that I created, and it's 29 questions. And for me personally, every single time I have a new paid offer, I spend a couple hours at least going through that Magnetic Messaging Workbook and answering all those questions for the specific person that I think would be a great fit for that paid offer, which of course is going to be my dream client, and really honing in on that and spending a lot of quality time in that Magnetic Messaging Workbook, because then that is what guides my sales page, my sales emails, my freebie, my welcome sequence, my social media posts, everything that is going to be geared towards that paid offer. That is where I get my marketing material, is inside that Magnetic Messaging Workbook. You will have access to that if you are in any of my programs, but let me give you a few questions for you to answer to really get you started. And my recommendation would be for you to write these questions down and then spend some good quality time getting as specific as possible with your answers, and then using those answers to guide what you say and how you say it for any of your paid offers, or I guess the paid offer that you're answering the questions around. So, first question, what do they want? What does your dream client want? Why do they want it? And so these can be like the exact thing that they want that your program would help, but it could also be other things, because as we all know, there's a spillover effect. Like, say you're a life coach and you specialize in relationships, and your client wants better communication in their relationship, but they also want to get promoted at their job. And so really, the spillover effect, well, once you have better communication and are more sound in your relationship, you will have the energy to focus more on your work, and that promotion could be around the corner. And these are all things that you can and should talk about in your marketing material, because that's really when you can build that connection point. And it's not saying that everyone will feel that way, but if you have this more broad approach, and again, something that you can see in what I do in my sales pages, if you are this person, or maybe you are this person. So you're not saying that all people also want a promotion, but you're giving yourself and that person that does want a promotion the ability to connect in a deeper way. And then you can do that with other things too. So basically, what I'm trying to say here is, when answering what do they want, don't limit it to just what that one thing that you think they want out of your program. Really just get into this person's head in any capacity and see what else is there, because it's just going to make it that much easier to start creating this content. So what do they want? Why do they want it? What's keeping them from getting it? This is a big, huge question to answer, because If they knew how to get it, or if there wasn't something blocking them, they'd already be there. So what's keeping them? And then how is your program or your services going to get over that hurdle for them? How do they feel because they don't have what they want? What are the emotions that are going through because they cannot get to that point B? Speaking to emotions in your copy for your sales page, for even in your social media posts, in anything is like beyond huge. Speaking to emotions, getting into the feeling that they're feeling, because that's when the connection can really happen, because then they know that you understand how they feel. And a lot of times that's not something that we openly share or talk about in today's society, which is a total bummer. But regardless, that is when we have this like connection piece that cannot be changed, that cannot be destroyed, because you understand how they feel. And then next, what does their life look like because they don't have it? So getting into more of like the visual ideas, the visual things that they can see and feel and taste and touch of what is or is not happening in their life because they cannot get to their point B. And then what are the consequences of continuing to not have it? What will continue to happen, or what new things will come up if they continue down the road of not having that thing? Now we can move on to how they will feel once they do have it. Once they have reached that goal, what amazing emotions will come out of it? Again, really connecting to the feelings. And what will their life look like when they have it? How will that change, that visual, what they can see, taste, smell, touch, all the senses, what will that look like and feel like and be like? And what will be resolved? So those are just a few questions for you to get started, but I think even if you can commit to spending, say, an hour really diving into those questions, you will see the power that is within those answers. And like I said, if you want more help with this, if you need more, this is, you know, just kind of giving you a starter. If you need more, this is what we do, my friends. We take it to the next level. We understand what is keeping you from the business that you want, the business that you're excited about, the business of your dreams, and we make it happen together. All right, so let me go back and read through just quickly those questions in case you didn't get them all. What do they want? Why do they want it? What's keeping them from getting it? How do they feel because they don't have it? What does their life look like because they don't have it? What are the consequences of continuing to not have it? How is it impacting them in all areas of life? How will they feel once they do have it? What will their life look like when they have it? What will be resolved? All right, we'll leave it at that. Again, commit to this. If you are someone who is already a member of either one of my programs and already has the magnetic messaging workbook at their fingertips, this is your reminder to go back and do it. If it's your first time doing it, do it. If you've done it before, redo it and make sure you're still on point, and then keep it out, keep it handy, and reference it every time you are going to talk about your paid offers. It will help so much, you guys. So much. All right, that will do it for today's episode. Again, this is your final reminder, your last chance to join me live for 60 minutes of business coaching, talking all about ways that you can make money in your wellness business, happening February 14th at 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, seanminer.com/wellnessworkshop. I will link to it in the show notes. Now is the time to register and get in on the goods. Be there live if you can, so we can really vibe off each other. You can get your questions answered. And if you can't be there live, just make sure to register and I'll be sure to send you the replay. All right, I'll see you live hopefully soon. And if not, I will talk to you next episode. Until next time, take care. If you're like most of my clients, you followed your passion for health, got your certifications, did the trainings, and now you're excited to have your very own thriving, impactful wellness business. But how do you actually do that? It's a common position to be in, especially in the wellness space, because no one teaches you this whole business thing along the way. This trend is exactly why I'm here, a passionate nutritionist turned business coach for wellness professionals, because I'm done seeing wellness practitioners continue to play small in their business simply because they don't know the right steps to take. If you're like most wellness pros out there with a dream to start their own impactful, freedom-filled business, you've probably spent hours trying to build your website, figure out what the heck to post on social media, and taking all the courses to try to get confident in what you're doing. Or maybe just the thought of all that sends you into a puddle of stress and overwhelm. Good news, you don't need a perfect website, a killer Instagram strategy, or to be an expert to have an impactful and successful business. What you do need is a plan. The Wellness Business Blueprint is the jumpstart you need to plan, prepare, and execute on your passion for helping others without that sinking feeling of overwhelm. Because this isn't like the other stuffy, boring business plans out there. The Wellness Business Blueprint is centered around you. What feels good to you? What's right for your business, your dreams, and your lifestyle? What keeps you in alignment and your energy flowing? What allows you to stay sane and stress-free and excited in your business? Because building your dream wellness business starts with a plan that works for you. This free 15-page printable workbook will take you through my signature Flow and Grow business framework so you can create your own business vision while gaining clarity, structure, and a solid plan to move forward. Download it today and get started on your business blueprint. Head to seanminer.com/WBB, that stands for Wellness Business Blueprint, and get started building your dream wellness business today. Again, that's seanminer.com/WBB.